This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived Thursday morning at the U.S. Congress, where he is set to meet with Republican lawmakers in the House and Senate who have voiced skepticism over further aid to his country. Zelensky's meetings will also include Democrats, though its increasingly outspoken wing of the Republican Party, especially in the House of Representatives, that is wary of spending more funds for the war effort against Russia.
These are hard-working taxpayer dollars. I want to make sure there's accountability where the resources are going. I want to see a plan of what we're looking for victory.
Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Kevin McCarthy. In Ukraine itself on Thursday, the largest Russian missile attack in several weeks came raining down on the Ukrainian power grid. Reuters' Rachel Judah says it appears to be the first salvo in a new power facilities attack by Russia.
In the capital city, Oksana describes the moment of the blast.
The explosion woke me up. At first, there was a red glare outside the window, and then there was no window. I was lying covered in broken glass. I heard people screaming and crying, and I rushed outside. Then I went and found the cat. Thank God he is alive.
The strikes also damaged energy facilities, and with winter approaching, officials say the attack appears to be the start of a new air campaign against the Ukrainian power grid.
That is Reuters' Rachel Judah, who says partial power cuts were reported in five Ukrainian regions. Rupert Murdoch announced Thursday he will step down as chairman of Fox Corporation and News Corp. He created one of the largest global media empires and will turn it all over to his son, Lachlan. This is VOA News.